Join us then, and now stay tuned for Jack Benny coming up next on TV 29.
The Jack Benny Program.
What done before?
A musical?
And what a story. I remember the whole thing, Jack. You're a theatrical agent, and you've only got two clients who are dancers, a boy and a girl, but they're not getting any place. So you decide to team them up. And from that moment on, the three of you make a fortune.
Hey, that sounds pretty good. You know, a musical on my television show would be something different.
Jack, you can't miss with this. You know, I remember Ginger Rogers and Fred Astaire once did a musical with practically the same background.
Well, then we have... You wait a minute. You just said something.
What did I say?
What? That's who we'll get. Ginger Rogers and Fred Astaire. The public would love to see them back together again.
That's a great idea. I'll put in a call right now.
Wait a minute. You can't call people like that. I'll go over and talk to Ginger Rogers personally. She's a very, very good friend of mine.
Well, good. While you're talking to Ginger, I'll try and get hold of Fred Astaire.
Fine.
I got his address here somewhere.
Okay.
How do you do? I'm Jack Benny. I'd like to speak to Miss Ginger Rogers, please.
Oh, yes, sir, but she's busy just now.
Well, it's quite important that I talk to her. Do you mind if I wait?
Very well, sir. Come in.
Thank you.
Make yourself comfortable, sir. I'll tell Miss Rogers you're here.
Thank you.
I just can't make up my mind which dress to wear tonight. Miss Rogers, Mr. Jack Benny's here to see you.
Jack Benny?
Oh, did he say what he wanted?
No, ma'am. But he seemed quite determined to see you.
Oh, well, I wonder...
Oh, my goodness. You don't suppose he's heard about the party I'm giving tonight?
You mean he hasn't been invited?
No. Oh, he's nice enough. It's just that when other men come to parties, they bring their wives and their girlfriends. But he always brings his violin. And the last time I invited him, he insisted upon playing it, and everybody left before the party even got started.
Oh, that lovely food gone to waste.
Oh, it didn't go to waste. He stayed and ate it.
Maybe I'm jumping to conclusions. There is a chance he hasn't found out about the party tonight. I think I'd better go down and see what he wants.
Yes.
Thank you.
Jack!
Oh, Ginger.
My, this is an unexpected pleasure.
Thank you.
You were in the neighborhood and you just dropped in, huh?
Well, no, not exactly. I made a special trip to see you because I had to see you before tonight.
Tonight?
Yes. Now, this is very important to me. You know, I cannot understand why...
Jack, could I fix you a drink?
No, thank you. Now, Ginger, you and I have been friends for, a long time, so let's get right down to the point. Now, I cannot understand why...
Have a piece of candy.
What a sneaky way to hide it.
Go on, have some, Jack.
Ginger, really, I'm too excited to eat. Now, the reason I came down here is because, I cannot understand why you and I have never appeared on television together.
Is that what you came to see me for?
Well, certainly. What did you think I wanted?
Oh, well, I thought... Well, you see... Oh, come on, Jack. Sit down. Now, what was it you wanted me to do?
Well, I want you to be a guest star on my television show.
Ah.
And I have a script. Well, it's the most wonderful idea for you and Fred Astaire.
Oh, my, that does sound interesting. You know, Fred and I have worked together for a long time.
Well, that's the whole idea. And, Ginger, because we're pressed for time, we do have to start rehearsing tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock in the morning?
You see, you can get to bed early tonight and then be all set to go. You haven't anything to do this evening, have you?
No.
Oh, no. Good. Well, then, let me give you an idea of the story. It's absolutely wonderful. Now, I play the part of a broken-down theatrical agent. I haven't even enough money to pay my office rent. Now, I only have two clients, and they're both dancers.
How do you do?
See, and they don't know each other. Now, you, naturally, the girl, Fred is the...
Oh, yes, come right
in. Now, I introduce you to each other. And just when you become a great big success, I find out that...
I'm expecting a couple of relatives from the East to visit. Irma, Virginia, and her husband.
Oh. Well, after you and Fred become a big success, see, you're just about to split up because...
Aunt Virginia's a big eater.
Now, let me show you the wonderful way that we start this show. Now, we open with a sensational dance number by you right at the height of your career. And then we show a flashback. So we go way back to when how it all happened.
Jack.
Don't tell me. Your uncle is a juggler. Will you do it?
Huh? It certainly sounds good to me.
Fine. And all you have to do is sign this contract right here.
Oh, but...
I spoke to your agent, and this is your established salary. Everything's okay. Don't worry, that's my standard contract. Is there something wrong?
Well, I don't know. It's written in Latin.
My lawyer went to medical school.
All right, Jack, I'll take your word for it.
There we are. Everything's all set. And Ginger, I'll see you tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock for rehearsal, eh?
All right, Jack, I'll be there.
Good. Virginia and her husband?
They're bringing their children.
Well, I'll see you in the morning.
Bye. Bye. Bridget, come in.
Your agent.
Oh, it's you, Jack.
How do you like my tie? When I play a part, I throw myself into it. Well, I think we've got a great show. The last rehearsal went fine.
Well, it did seem a little funny rehearsing without Fred. Is he here yet?
No, but he'll be here. I checked the airport. His flight came in about an hour ago. He should be here any minute. How do you feel? Are you nervous?
A little bit. After all, this is a live show, and I'm used to films.
Well, don't let it bother you. You know, there's an old tradition in the theater. If you're not nervous, you're not a true artist.
Really? How do you feel?
I'm a wreck. Well, see you later.
Okay, Jack. Oh, this earring will be coming off all the time.
Hey, fix me up a little bit, will you, please? Jack, I just got this telegram.
Yeah?
It's from Fred Astaire. He's still in Chicago. His plane's been grounded.
Oh, no. Well, the show goes on in a few minutes. What are we going to do?
Well, there's only one thing to do. Cut the dance number.
I guess that's the only thing. Well, look, I'll get in touch with Mabel Merrick, the musical conductor, and you tell Ginger that the dance is out.
Right. Ginger? Ginger? Oh, where is she? Have you seen Ginger Rogers?
I think she's in the dressing room.
No, I just looked there. Have you seen Miss Rogers?
She was in that phone booth just a moment ago.
Oh, thank you. Hey, Joe.
You tell Ginger?
I'm still looking for her. You better help me find her.
I can't even find Malin.
Well, I'll look over on this side. Little left Amber, Pete.
Yes, sir.
Hey, where's Malin Merrick?
He's in the orchestra pit. Everybody on stage. Everybody on stage.
Oh, for heaven's sake, we're on.
So tight.
present my guest star again, I would like to clear something up because, well, I don't like to fool anybody. Of course, I'm referring to the dance sequence that you just saw. Naturally, those intricate steps had to be done by an extremely good dancer. You know, someone young, nimble, and agile. So I'd like to have the man who doubled for me come out and take a bow. Big show off. And now may I present my guest star, Miss Ginger Rogers. Ginger, I want to tell you what a great pleasure it was having you on my show.
Well, thank you, Jack. It's been a lot of fun.
Well, I enjoyed it, too. You know, you may not know this, but when I was younger, I did quite a bit of dancing. As a matter of fact, I entered a contest once, and my partner and I won first prize. You wouldn't believe that, would you?
Oh, yes, I would, Jack. My mother still has the cup.
Big folks. I sold it to her. Anyway, Ginger, let me thank you once again for being with me.
Thank you, Jack. I have a little confession I'd like to make.
Confession? What's that?
Well, you remember the other day when you came over to my house?
Yeah.
Well, I was giving a party that night, and I didn't invite you.
Oh, well, that's all right. I wouldn't have come anyway.
You wouldn't?
No, you see, I made it a policy never to go to any parties that I cater.
My party was catered by Francois Caterers. Or when I talked to them on the phone, I talked to Mr. Francois himself.
Oui, oui. I remember the conversation. Well, Ginger, before you leave, may I ask you something?
Yes, Jack. What is it?
Well, the show is over now, and I thought maybe we could have dinner together. Maybe spend part of the evening, you know.
Well, Jack, I'd love to, but I can't.
Why not?
Well, it just so happens that I have a date tonight with somebody else. As a matter of fact, he's waiting for me now.
Oh. Well, it was just a thought, you know. Some other time. Goodbye.
Thank you.
You're right, Ginger.
Philadelphia Flyers declare open season on the Chicago Blackhawks, Saturday evening at 8:30. Stay tuned for the real thing, the real McCoys, next.